didn't come up once, only once. When you come up here, make sure you're loud so everyone can hear you.
We're going to give you a mic.
Okay, you can have a mic you want to talk into. Keep it brief. All right, we need to try to be out of worship by 8:30, 8:45. If everyone comes up and talks, it's going to take a long time. So try to keep it brief. Okay, and then also, everyone knows you love everyone here, and your group was the best one here. Okay, so try to keep what you're talking about what you learn, and you know, keep it Christ-centered. All right, it isn't the time for shout-outs and goodbyes and all that sort of stuff, okay? So, anyone wants to go first, come on up.
You have to be the last here.
They can be anybody right now.
Anybody.
Not everyone at once.
I'm going to try to keep it short because he told me, and because I'll cry, because I'm a crier, like my dad. Okay. The biggest thing I've taken, because I've taken a lot, you know, it's a whole week on God, and I've just never really liked praying. I always loved worship. You've probably seen me go crazy in worship, and I always just felt like prayer was like a drag, like, oh. And I was just like, can't I pretend to pray? So Wednesday or Thursday, Tony's talking, and the Holy Spirit really, really, really talked to me and really showed me. It's not what I want. It's really the Holy Spirit is telling me that I need to talk to my Father, and my attitude's not okay. And it was just a truly amazing experience that I felt so much joy for the first time praying. I don't know if I prayed for the first time in a huge prayer group, like, this year, and I was like, the Holy Spirit was in me, and I just want to thank everybody for helping all of us, like, not just the young adults, but all of you who have already children, and you help each other, you help everybody, and it's such an amazing experience to be around a bunch of helpers and God working in us, so thank you.
Counselor, I would please ask that the class of 2014 stand up. I just wanted to acknowledge you. Thank you. I'm going to miss you guys tremendously.
You sit up with me.
Since you made me stand up, I might as well come down here.
For the past 4 years, I've been promising myself every time that I would come down here and talk my last year. I really want to say thank you. This camp has changed my life. I would not be the person I am today without this camp. I would not be the Christian that I am today without this camp. It may be only a week, but every week has grown me in my faith tremendously. It's only a week. It's not that much. But it's been incredibly helpful to me personally. All the speakers who come to speak to us, they always have something to say that I feel like is personal to me and helps me where I am. And that God is so amazing in that way that he knows where you are and what you need at that time. And so I came down here to say thank you, because it's not all the speakers, but it's also all of you, because of all the places I've been, the people I've felt most secure, the most free to be who I am is with you guys, because I know that you are my brothers and sisters in Christ, and you don't find that easily anywhere else. So thank you.
So my whole life, I've been always like, yeah, God's cool. Yeah, Jesus died for my sins. That's really great. That means that I'm going to go to heaven, right? Cool. Great. And then came to YXL last year, kind of felt a change, but then it went away like you would kind of expect it to almost. And then this year, Tony came, and I've never heard something that amazing. And I mean, I'm sure that lots of people have said it, but the way that he talked about it was incredible. And then last night, I don't even know what happened, but somewhere in the sermon, I started bawling. Melanie and Nicole and Nate were like, hey, Charlie, you okay? Is everything all right? And I was, and it was just so incredible that someone who was totally perfect and never screwed up at all died for someone like me who messes up every day, all day, constantly. Mm-hmm. And the way that he died, it's not just like he was like, oh yeah, going to sleep dead, cool. No, he... He was nailed to a cross and tortured and beaten and just for me and for all of you. And it's just amazing and so incredible. And I just have never felt so blessed and filled. And it was just wonderful. And I wish that Tony were here so I could tell him how great that was and how great it was to hear it. But YXL has really changed me. I have never felt so, I don't know, just amazing and so loved. So thank all of you, and thanks, Tony. Wish you could hear it.
We're recording.
We're recording, Charlotte. We'll send it to him.
Well, since I know we're recording, I might as well do something. So my time here at YXL, I've been pretty astounded by at least four things. The mountains, the sermons, the friendships, and the food.
Yeah.
So I think it's just great that we're able to come to this place and learn more about the Word, more about God, and have it explained to us in a new way, which Tony was absolutely amazing. I mean, I've been to a lot of churches, I've been to a lot of places. It's very rare that you find someone that good at speaking, and that convincing, that amazing. And also, the friendships that I've made here at YXL are... Well, I feel like I've known these people for years, and it's only been a week. Even though it's a week every year, it's still a week. Which is absolutely amazing. So I ask all of you to... Well, don't forget your time here at YXL, don't forget what you've learned, and don't forget the friendships you've made.
I'm just going to be like really quick. So as Billy, you know, he recognized all the seniors. So this is kind of like a little message. I know that like YXL, like Solomon says, like the best week of your life. And if not the best, it's like up there, you know. But it doesn't end here. The things we learn, the people we meet, the relationships we make, carry on through our lives. So don't see this as, you know, the ending. Just see it as a celebration. It's like a graduation. You know, you're going on to a bigger and better things in your life. And you may not see everyone here for a while. You know, you never know. But the time we had together was awesome. So just, I don't know, just take that with you. Just take that with you down the mountain. Just don't leave what you learn up here on the mountain and the moments you've shared and the experiences you've had. Take those with you in your life, because this isn't the end. This is like the beginning of the most awesome thing ever. So, yeah, that's it.
Touching a microphone makes me scared. I don't know if anyone else feels that way, but, and like you can't see anyone because there's lights, but it's okay. When you're up here, you'll get over it. So my name's Hope. You guys probably know, okay. Before we came here, I'm new to PCA. I'm new to all this, like, Grace talks and, I'm new to all that stuff, and so I asked Pastor Jeremy. We had been talking. I'm taking a class at church. It's called Sonship. I don't know if any of you are familiar with it, but basically like life-changing stuff. Just talking about how our relationship with God is defined primarily. Like God has always been a father. In the, like, before the beginning, God is a father loving his son, and that's still who he is, and he's been that all throughout scripture, and just talking about, like, a good father only wants what's best for his children, and doesn't kick them out of the house, doesn't say, whoa, okay, that was too far, you're out, like, don't talk to me again. And but anyways, that's the class. So I was like, well, do you know if YXL is going to be kind of like this kind of grace type stuff? Or is it going to be kind of, am I going to have to wrestle with what I've heard like my whole life? Like that you have to work. You know, I was like, is there going to be a list involved? And basically, so I got here and Tony was like, no list, sorry. And I was like, whew, man, that was crazy, because we had just been talking about that. But I just want to say that you guys seem, like, so familiar with it and everything, and I just hope you realize, like, how amazing it is that you, some of you have gotten to grow up hearing that, like, God is not based on how you act, like, that his love for you and all that stuff was never based on you. If it was, you're in trouble, like, that's kind of new to me. Like, I got that, but didn't really get that. And I'm still not really getting it. But I'm sure some of you guys feel that way, too. So that's one thing that I'm taking away. Just it was great to have a week to be away from everything and just to hear that repeatedly. Because it really takes a while to get it into our heads. I don't know if you guys have noticed that. But for me, it is. It's a while. And then I just wanted to say that another great thing about being here with all of us is, for me, and I've heard some other, especially girls say this, just being able to see, really, great men who, just... I'm an ugly, not a good crier. So, just...
Josh, and during the Hunger Games, if you heard someone screaming chicken, that was me. That's my chicken. So, to be honest, before this YXL, I didn't really want to come. I just wasn't that interested, didn't think it'd be that cool, didn't think the people would be that interesting or whatever, and I completely found that to be not the case. I was really blessed by Tony's talks. They really just meant a lot to me and helped me through some things that I was struggling with. I think it was Paul's glorification speech, just it really hit me. I just thought that was incredible. And just the passion of all of you guys really struck me in a weird way. I mean, I told my parents, you know, I've been to a number of different churches, but never in any of those churches have I felt a passion for loving Christ and for singing and worship that I've felt here. And I think that's incredible, that a group of teenagers, you know, the people who usually are like, oh, yeah, whatever, God, you know, who cares about that, you know, they're the ones who display more passion than a lot of adults. So this week has been a huge blessing to me, and I just want to thank all of you and thank everyone who was in charge. Thank Paul, thank Tony, Joel, thank all you guys. Thank you. All right, I actually just want to say two things super quick. The first thing is just probably the phrase and the part of this week that most resounded with me. And that was during one of Tony's talks, and when he held up his arm and was like, "I got Beloved tattooed on my freaking arm." You guys all remember that? That really resounded with me because, I mean, you know, wherever we are, wherever we live, in New Mexico, Texas, that's like all of you, and some California, it's hard for us all to remember that Christ and God really, really loves us. He calls us Beloved. Amen. That's insane. Mm-hmm. If you think about that, I was trying to think of an analogy to kind of demonstrate this, and I'm probably going to get, I don't know, I think it's a good analogy. I want you to think of the person that's closest to you, whether that's your parents, your one of your best friends, a sibling. Now imagine sending that person into like a terrible, terrible torture and death for someone you don't like and who's wronged you innumerable times. That's what God did for us. That's insane. I can't believe it. And so when he calls us beloved, that's really what super, really, really resonated with me this week, and I thought that was really, really amazing, and I thought, like everyone else did, Tony did such an awesome job of that. The second thing that I wanted to say was kind of speaking to all of us, the class of 2014, because this is our last year. I was here 4 years, saw me here for five, you little cheater, and we've been here for a long time, and we're gone, and this is super sad, but I'm not going to see a lot of you guys ever again, and I was thinking about that and trying to find a way to kind of reconcile myself with that, because I've made a lot of really good friends here, and guys, like Ethan said, this isn't the end. I mean, we can see each other, you know, we'll see each other on Facebook, maybe take a vacation every once in a while, but we're all going to be together in heaven.
Yeah.
We're all going to see each other again, so this isn't goodbye, this isn't the end. I really want to leave that with you guys. It's really sad driving home. You're going to be sitting in the bus for 3 hours tomorrow driving to the airport, and it's really sad to thinking all my friends are left there at YXL, and I can never see them again. The answer is yes.
Amen.
And that's awesome, and I just wanted to share that with you guys. So thank you.
year here at YXL. I don't know, some of you may remember me from last year. I was really quiet, held back. Well, to start off with, I got kind of loud at the end. But, you know, just the change that I've felt from this last year has been so amazing. I've grown so much spiritually. Last year I came to YXL, same thing that Josh was saying, I didn't really want to come. I didn't think it was going to be that fun. But then I got here and realized what a great sacrifice was made for me. And seeing the brokenness that I have, that I am, and realizing that somebody made the perfect sacrifice so that that could be reconciled, and that's so that he could have me with him, this terrible sinner with him for the rest of eternity. And that just resounded with me so much. And I just want everybody here to, if you forget everything else, realize that Jesus loves you, and that these people that you're sitting next to, that you've been sitting with this whole week, are God's love shown in human form. This is the manifestation of God's love. Seeing each person that you're sitting with, looking at them, this hug, this comforting smile, everything, this is how God shows his love for us. If you feel like you're completely alone, you have your church family, you have your friends, that is God's love. So just don't forget that.
Never have in my life before, and honestly, freaks me out. Hi, Mrs. Pepke. Shout out to Mrs. Pepke, she's my homegirl. I know, sorry, that was legal. I wasn't here for the rules. Anyways, so, yeah, I don't really know what to say that hasn't already been said about YXL. Like, it's all true. I went twice all my freshman year, and I loved it. It was the best week of my life. And, I mean, I guess I can see a difference between in myself, like, from that year to this point. And, like, definitely freshman year, I would never, ever have come up here. Never. Like, even if you all were screaming my name. God has given me, like, confidence in who I am and who I am as his child over the past 4 years, and like coming here and finding out that you have special gifts and that God actually likes you. He doesn't just love you, like, he likes you and he wants to spend time with you. It's really the most amazing thing I've ever heard and I've ever realized. And so that is really all I can think of to say. This was an amazing week. It was a hard week in so many ways. I was really tired the whole week. But now, like, God has brought me to a place where I have peace about going home. And that is amazing to me, because all the past years I've been like so stressed out about going home. I dread going home. But I know God is going home with me, and I know he's going home with all you guys too. So that's it.
One year old. And When I was old enough to understand human speech, I promised myself that I was going to come up here the first year I was at YXL and I would not cry. And I have already broken one of those rules. I'm not a camper yet. I'm 13 years old. But it's been 6 years that I've been here. And I have seen this camp change so many lives. And I have seen kids come in here who were just kind of here because their friends dragged them along and they weren't really sure. And what's this old Jesus thing? Oh my gosh, it's weird. And at the end of it, they're not, it's not like a magic conversion that you hear about in missionary stories, but it was just a week, and it, you can see God drawing people to himself, and I think that's the fact that 1 week, and our speakers, and this experience of being with kids who knew the Lord or didn't know the Lord and were in the same boat as they were, could draw someone to Jesus. That is amazing. And that's been amazing for 6 years. And I can't wait to come to YXL next year.
But I don't want to come up to the mic. First of all, you guys have been my favorite group this whole summer. I think our summer staff a lot of times will hit a point about a week ago or 2 weeks ago where we get really tired of serving people. And in all honesty, you guys have blessed me so much this week, and I just want to say thank you for letting God work into your lives so that he can work into mine too.
Thank you, Ted.